Okay, please describe any techniques or practices you can recommend for gladdening the mind. And that is a particular phrase that comes up in the discourse that the Buddha gives on mindfulness of breathing. Gladdening the mind, I breathe in. Gladdening the mind, I breathe out. So that using and again, sort of leaning on what I just said, and sort of what you know, whatever works is important. But so then, a classic techniques for gladdening the mind are using the recollections of the Buddha. So that the actual recollection of the historical Buddha, recollection of stories of the Buddha, recollection of qualities of the Buddha, these are things that can gladden the mind. A recollection of a particular Dhamma teachings that have had an impact and have inspired the mind. And to go back and to review that, to bring those to mind, and often there'll be have a gladdening result. Recollection of sangha in the sense of the examples of other practitioners from the past or the present who have. Inspired or encouraged and bring a certain gladness to mind. So recollection, Buddha Dhamma Sangha, recollections of turning attention to the thoughts of loving kindness. That's a traditional way of bringing a certain quality of gladness to the mind. Recollections of generosity, recollections of virtue. These are all ways of gladdening the mind. When we direct attention to that which is wholesome and good, and in particular when we recognize that that's something that we have done, or thinking particularly in terms of recollections of virtue, recollections of generosity. These are that brings a gladness to the mind when one recollects some of the associations that one has had. That brings a gladness to the mind, so one of the really beautiful customs that I heard of that it's in Sri Lankan tradition, and when in a traditional sort of Buddhist Sri Lankan family, when a child is born, and I can't remember the name that they give it, but they're given a book, and as they grow up, they take this book, and once they learn to write, and they start to write in all of the skillful actions and wholesome things that they've done, and as they keep this book, and at times of illness or difficulty, and up to the time of death, then it will be read to them, so that it's very powerful. It's a real gladdening the mind of recollecting the goodness that one has done. So that's a really It's a beautiful reflection, because oftentimes we it's just so easy to fixate on shortcomings and flaws and all sort of difficulties that one has had, and to actually have the evidence at hand that it's not as dire and disastrous as it feels sometimes.